Rafe Dunbarger stared down at the boardroom table, meeting each pair of eyes. Mostly hostile eyes now, faces scowling back at him. He had only four solid allies on the board, and even those were not entirely happy with him. They understood the reasons for his insistence that Nexus's alliance with the Moscow Confederation should be expanded to include Slaughter Key, or said they did, but they had a fixed aversion to anyone named Vata that he had not been able to budge.
You have to see that since the government agrees with us, the evidence is all on our side.
It isn't evidence. It's coincidence. Post hoc is not propter hoc. Not in logic nor in law.
Ugh, everything that's gone wrong started with Avata.
Paris Vantha was a replacement for Termanian, a woman whose prior experience had been on the board of a large non-profit. So many people had been eliminated because of possible connections to Lou Parmina, and at least she hadn't had that. But she also didn't have, he had discovered, the keen intelligence he would have expected. She was connected socially to his family. That turned out to be almost as big a problem as Parmina. Václav Box's quick glance at Rafe was worried.
That's not entirely true.
It is! And it's not recent. It started years ago, with Parmina linking up with Vada executives on Slaughter Key. The same branch of the family who sent their daughter off to military academy.
Vantha's own daughters were active in charity work, when they weren't parading around in fashionable clothes, posing for the media.
And how does that figure into this?
Clearly they were planning a military takeover.
That got some puzzled looks even from those on her side.
Look, they already have a pirate captain, Osman Vata. Now they train up a military leader, supposedly legitimate. They fake an attack on the family, an excuse for this person to act out her training. And the next thing anyone hears, she's commanding an armed ship and gathering allies. And, worst of all, she's got some rogue technician with her who's repairing Ansibles without authorization.
She didn't have a rogue technician. She had me. I repaired them.
Paris's mouth opened and closed before finally snapping shut. But the argument wasn't over.
Osman Vada somehow stole the prototype for the shipboard Ansible. That's established, right?
Rafe had conceded that before. Osman was a thief. He stole things. Every family probably had one.
Right.
And he manufactured more, or had them made, and supplied them to Turek.
Yes, but...
Lou Parmina was in league with Turek, which means that he was in league with Osman Vata, really.
Anton Bolton had spread out one pudgy hand to tick off his points on his fingers. Rafe suppressed the desire to break the fingers.
Only if you think the leak of technology from here went from Parmina to Vata to Turek, rather than directly...
They had not been able to determine, from the data in Parmina's implant, exactly what Parmina had done with the units, whether he had already been in contact with Turek or Osman Vada then, or only later.
And then this daughter of Lou Parmina's friend, Stella Vada, steals our technology and starts manufacturing and selling these things on the open market.
She didn't steal it. We never patented it. Parmina stole the actual machines and abducted some technicians after the decision was made.
By the board of directors, some involved in that decision still sitting here glaring at him.
Probably because Parmina, on Vada's advice, told your father it wasn't necessary. That's what a merchant spacer would want, isn't it? Shipboard Ansibles to be free of Ansible charges?
And besides, for all we know, this Gamus Turek is really Avata and hiding it to protect the family. We don't have any proof he's not.
They had mush for brains.
Every ship in space would like shipboard Ansibles. The decision not to patent or market them came, as you know, from the board of directors, on advice from my father.
Who was being pressured by Lou Parmina, who had Vata friends?
Bolton threw himself back in his chair as if he'd proved something.
And now you're going to point out that it was a Vata on Slaughter Key who turned that Ansible back on, right? And that Kai Vata was present when our ships were chewed up at Boxtop.
Your father says...
Bolton glanced sideways. Rafe said nothing. It was no more than he'd expected. Many of these people had known his father for years, and they would pay attention to his opinions even now. They'd said they didn't want him back as CEO, They'd said they wanted Rafe instead. But old habits died hard.
Your father says it has to be Vatas. They're trouble. That's all they are. Hiding it for years, appearing respectable just like Parmina, but actually plotting to destroy our monopoly, ruin us.
We've already lost billions in income. Billions! Our fleet's useless, you say. Well, it is now after that Vato woman ruined it at Box Top.
She didn't ruin it. She didn't fire a shot at it. Did you even look at our own commander's post-battle analysis?
Our fleet wouldn't have been there if she hadn't made an unauthorized Ansible repair. You have to admit that.
It comes down to this. You don't have the votes if you push us to it. You haven't done that badly as CEO. You've rooted out a lot of the bad here in our own ranks. I understand, if the others don't, that the origins of this are not your fault. But now you have to choose. Follow that Vada girl like a besotted adolescent and lose your position, or stay and understand that there can be no alliance with a rogue family. Not in a crisis like this.
Rafe opened his mouth to tell them what they could do with their antiquated, outmoded, obsolete, creaking at all joints corporation. The very thought of getting back out into what he now thought of as the real world, the place he belonged, was like a gust of clean mountain air in a stale, overheated room. But there were his parents, and Penny. She was better, but not yet ready for total independence. And he knew, just as they knew, that he was better at his job than any of them, or anyone they could find. He had duties, responsibilities, things he could accomplish that no one else could, because no one else would understand how important they were, and have the determination to carry them through. Nexus had to stay in the Alliance, or, if the pirates came, the whole planet could be taken over, and the pirates could end up in control of everything. All the systems, all the worlds, all the people ISC had once served.
1 minute to transition.
Kai could feel the tension on Vanguard's bridge as they neared their second jump point transition. As the chronometer ticked down, she watched the screens. Weapons hot, shields full on. In-system drive on and synced to the micro-jump controller, already programmed for the first jump. Scan flickered, then came alive, roiled with down-jump turbulence. Before it cleared, they had micro-jumped a half-second. Scan blanked, came alive again, steadied.
Hostiles!
Teddy Ransom, first out, gave the coordinates. She had changed the pattern of the post-down-jump dispersion jump, and now saw that indeed the hostiles were positioned to attack the initial emergence pattern or the dispersal she'd used at the first jump point. Her skin felt tight. If they hadn't spotted that pursuer, if she hadn't changed the pattern, they'd be caught in the maelstrom that now filled space where they weren't. 20 enemy ships were in system at least. Jump now! No time to strip the local Ansible of any further news. So they might come out at Cascadia a bit ragged. Better that than not at all.
That was interesting. They certainly knew where we were going and what route. I think my organization will be very interested in the speed and accuracy with which Turok learned all that.
I hope they haven't hit Cascadia by the time we get there. And using 20 of his ships just to block a jump point.
He's getting frantic.
You think he's heard about the Slaughter Key privateers coming to Cascadia?
He'd have to. Your Aunt Grace may have sent the orders as secretly as she could. But there's no way the crews of 30-odd privateers would all keep their mouths shut about sudden orders from home. It's not like their regular military.
He knows more about us than we know about him. Our allies are leaking information like sieves. At least this is the short end of the trip.